This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Reached out to Rush's producer, Bo Snerdly, and expressed my condolences for the loss of probably the greatest radio talent, conservative radio talent in the world. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I have been teasing Rush and his team for quite some time about me having a better show and bringing people over, and we do have people that have come over based on the market. I was told many years ago, Kevin, you don't want to be in that time slot with Rush Limbaugh, and I said, you are completely out of your mind. I absolutely do. When Rush has guests, sometimes people come over and they find me. Who knows? I believe that Rush Limbaugh is probably, undoubtedly provided excellence in broadcasting. Are our styles different? Absolutely. You're going to learn stuff about Rush Limbaugh that you didn't know. You're going to learn things about his producer that you didn't know. And I'm going to share a few things today just because I want you to understand the depth at which Limbaugh's team is. These are some of the top professionals in their field. You hear the name Bo Snerdly, whose real name is James. And, I remember I thought he was a figment of the imagination. I didn't think he was real. I thought Rush was referring to him and as a joke. Bo Snerdly? Well, it turns out it's not his real name. As I said, his name is James. But, you got to figure a guy like Limbaugh has got producers. He's trying to bring excellence in broadcasting, which he absolutely did. He was under fire 24/7 by leftists. You know how they behave. And he delivered. How many people has this guy converted and brought to conservatism? It's millions. He didn't make me conservative, but he certainly reinforced my conservatism. You know what I mean? But he converted many people. Rush change politics in ways that we will never know, but it's for the better. So, he's passed away. I knew it was happening because James is on the board of one of my companies, Rush's producer. And James is a really emotional man. I don't know if you've ever seen James. He's a very large black man. And he reminds me, in his youth, he reminds me of Berry Gordy. Has that look. But this guy is accomplished. And I'll talk more about him in a bit, because I want to talk about Rush right now. And just for the record, I'm going to talk a little later about my uncle in the next hour. My Uncle Willie, who passed away as well. Sick for a few days. And he passed away. I'll cover that later on this hour, but I'm going to talk about him a little bit more specifically because I want to give a tribute to him the same way I'm doing Rush now. And just for the record, folks, we got a ton to talk about, okay? So I don't want you to think that it's just going to be Rush, but I have some things I want to talk to you about that I think you're going to find amazingly interesting. Inside baseball into Rush. Like, when I was in West Palm recently, I was with James, and I said, hey, any chance I could go to the studio just to say hi to Rush? Because, be honest with you, I sensed that time is coming near, And James says, no, Kev, we're not letting anybody in the studio. Rush, obviously, he's got a lung disease, and, the Wu flu would kill him outright. And then, as I mentioned earlier, James, and talking with him, and we work on various projects together, And in particular, this school that we support called G-Star, that we'll be asking you guys to donate and help. These are some of the most wonderful kids you will ever meet. But James gets, when he and Rush have a relationship that I just don't know you many people can have with their producers. It's not, it's beyond do the job. And I mean, look, I work with producers, and I will say this, Dave and I, we have a very close relationship. Dave's one of my guys that does a lot of voiceover work for us. He's like a big brother to me. And so I get it. But I'm telling you, these guys have been together. Rush's team has been together for decades. I can put it to you this way. James cried his eyes out the other day. All I did was text him and say, "Man, hey, big bro, I am here for you." Because there's nothing you can say. I know how hard he was going to take this. And James is going through some stuff of his own. Very serious stuff. And so, when just in the nature of things and how we interact on a routine basis, I said, something's up. I was traveling down the road. I get a text from another teammate that with James and I working on a project. And she says to me, "Hey, James is on the radio and he's making an announcement." And I wasn't near where I could listen to it or whatever. But I do know this, that the closer things get to, you know, Rush finally cashing in his chips, the more prominent role James was going to take. And when they told me he was on the air, I knew something was up. And so, needless to say, we've lost a great conservative, a great American. And I don't say that the way people say, you know, "You're a great American." You know, I don't think of it that way. We lost a person who was dedicated to freedom and it's funny too. Rush got called a racist the same way Trump does. And the people that call him that don't even know, number one, that James is his producer. This big black dude is his producer. And they don't know anything about their relationship, which is as close as you can get in that business. But Rush is a racist. So when we come back, I want to talk about some of the tributes, but I also want to talk about the vitriol. You know, it's funny, the left will say Donald Trump's tweets are mean, and then Rush Limbaugh dies, and these people are dancing on his grave. But as Melissa likes to say, you can dance on my grave, just bring good music. All right, again, I'm glad you guys are here. It's the Kevin Jackson Network.com. We're going to talk a little bit about Rush Limbaugh. And
this is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Very sure.
You love your dog.
Tell you a little bit of
inside something
baseball.
Bothering him or her, and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cause us a death.
Now, seriously, for those of you watching on C-SPAN as well and on Fox, I want to tell you who we all are in this room. I want to tell you who conservatives are. We conservatives have not done a good enough job of just laying out basically who we are because we make the mistake of assuming that people know. Well, what they know is largely incorrect based on the way we are portrayed in pop culture, in the drive-by media, by the Democrat Party. Let me tell you who we conservatives are. We love people.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. That's the great Rush Limbaugh. I want to finish playing this clip of him, and we'll try to finish it off. It's a relatively long clip. We'll dedicate this segment to it, but he brings up a great point that I've talked about many times on this very program. Here's Rush Limbaugh.
Over the United States of America, when we are anywhere, when we see a group of people such as this or anywhere, we see Americans. We see human beings. We don't see groups. We don't see victims. We don't see people we want to exploit. What we see is potential. We do not look out across the country and see the average American, the person that makes this country work. We do not see that person with contempt. We don't think that person doesn't have what it takes. We believe that person can be the best he or she wants to be if certain things are just removed from their path, like onerous taxes, regulations, and too much government. To be the best he or she chooses to be. We recognize that we are all individuals. We love and revere our founding documents, the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. We believe that the preamble of the Constitution contains an inarguable truth. That we are all endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights, among them life. Yes. Liberty. Freedom. And the pursuit of happiness. Now, those of you watching at home may wonder why this is being applauded. We conservatives think all three are under assault. Yourself, feel free. If you want to ruin your life, we'll try to stop and make it because it's a waste. We look over the country as it is today, we see so much waste, human potential that's been destroyed by 50 years of a welfare state, by a failed war on poverty that has destroyed. We love the people of this country. And we want this to be the greatest country it can be, but we do understand, as people created and endowed by our Creator, we're all individuals. We resist the effort to group us. We resist the effort to make us feel that we're all the same, that we're no different than anybody else. We're all different. There are no two things or people in this world who are created in a way that they end up with equal outcomes. That's up to them. They are created equal to give the chance. Racism in this country, if you ask me, and I know many people in this audience, let me just deal with this head on. You know what the cliche is of a conservative: racist, sexist, bigot, homophobe. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen of America, but if you were paying attention, I know you were, the racism in our culture was exclusively and fully on display in the Democrat primary last year. Whether Barack Obama was authentic. What we were asking is he wrong? We concluded, yes. We still think so, but we didn't ask if he was authentically black. We didn't say, as some Southern Christian Leadership Conference leader said, Barack is not authentic. He's not got any slave blood. He's really not down for the struggle, but his wife does. So don't expect the race industry to go away. Southern Christian Leadership Council, you may not even know this, it wasn't reported in the drive-by media. The racism, the sexism, the bigotry that we are all charged with. Just so you across the United States of America know, and you'll see demonstrated here as the afternoon goes on, doesn't exist on our side. We want everybody to succeed. I am... succeed, and for the country to succeed, its people, its individuals must succeed. Everyone among us must be pursuing his ambition or her desire, whatever, with excellence, trying to be the best they can be, not told, as they are told by the Democrat Party, you really can't do that. You don't have what it takes. Besides, people are willing to discriminate against you. You can't get anywhere. You need to depend on us. Well, take a look. Someone has to say this. I am thrilled for the opportunity to say it in my first national address to the nation. I'm going to touch on this in more detail in a moment, but this is just to get you thinking. Take a look at all of the constituency groups that for 50 years have been depending on the Democrat Party to improve their lives. And you tell me if you find any.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. That speech obviously went longer. We cut it. But amazing stuff from the great Rush Limbaugh. And I'm not taking anything from him, but nothing new for me. Nothing new. That's not a slam on Rush. That's just saying it like it is. We'll be back. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Weekly jobless claims were higher than the Labor Department expected. Mark Hamrick, senior economic analyst with Bankrate.com, says the report of 861,000 new claims doesn't paint the entire picture.
Also add in the new claims under the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program, and that's an additional more than 500,000 claims. So when you lump all those together, you get a number that's 1.38 million.
Hamrick speaking there on CNBC. A winter storm is leaving parts of the southern plains in crisis. Gas prices are expected to climb about 10 to 20 cents. Gas prices expected to climb 10 to 20 cents across the country after the storm knocked out about a dozen refineries. FEMA and other relief programs are being implemented. You're listening to USA Radio News. Russian intelligence agency hackers are believed to be responsible for gaining access to servers belonging to the U.S. government, several Fortune 500 companies, and thousands of individuals.
Experts have described a hack as one of the most devastating cyber attacks ever perpetrated. Ann Neuberger is the Deputy National Security Advisor for Cyber and for Emerging Technologies.
As of today, 9 federal agencies and about 100 private sector companies were compromised. So the scale of potential access far exceeded the number of known compromises.
The hackers gained access to servers belonging to network computer management software maker SolarWinds, inserting dangerous malware that was then downloaded by at least 18,000 customers of the company, including the U.S. government. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Rush Limbaugh gone. A little bit of a discussion about him. He deserves it. He deserves everything that his reputation has built and a lot more. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Radio, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Got so many things working, we forget them. Thanks for being here, folks. Sad day for many reasons. The other day for losing Rush. Also, I'll talk a little bit more about losing one of my family members. I mentioned it before, but well, I want to give a tribute to him. But Rush is gone. Who's going to replace him? Yeah, I don't know that you. It's funny when I was talking to radio networks when I was trying to do more in terrestrial radio, and people would ask me things like, you know, I had one guy, Rusty Humphries. I'm going to say his name, and he said to me when he moved to a network and he failed, but he said, you know, Kevin, you should do yourself a favor and not go up against Rush in these various markets. And I say that's the most idiotic thing I think I've heard in radio. What, you're afraid of competition? I go, that's idiotic. No offense, but I've been a giant slayer my whole life. I'm happy to go up against Rush. Not because I think I'm better, but because I think I'm different. And I'll tell you something, no offense to Rush. Yeah, I have the utmost respect for him, but I also have the utmost respect for what I say. And I believe this in my heart of hearts. I believe this in my heart of hearts. People can take it whatever way you want. I don't really care. I believe if Rush Limbaugh spent 10 minutes listening to my show, he would have had me as a guest host. I could have done it. I know the people there. I'm not going to ask to host that show. I never, not one time, played a clip, and I'm literally buddies with Rush's producer. I would not play a clip for him because I don't do that. I'm not going to leverage that. And my team would be, Kevin, come on, you know James would, yeah, probably would have. That's not my style. But I know this, if Rush listened to me, I know this also. He played one of my clips from when I was pressuring Carnahan on Obamacare. He played my clip on his show and didn't recognize me for it because he didn't know who I was. But I started the, if it's so good, why don't you want it? Now, I'm not telling you this to brag. This is a tribute to Rush. But we all have our place in here. And I credit Limbaugh for discovering people, for putting people out there, people like the great Walter Williams, who passed away not long ago, and other people that he, Mark Stein, you know, people like that, that he's allowed to host the show. I think, honestly, he could have done more, but that's his call. But what I will tell you is, the millions and millions of people who listen to his program, the millions of people, well, I'm not going to say they all were converted, but had their backbone strengthened by the things that he says, that can't be discounted at all. Now, I listened to Rush. I played that clip that he did at CPAC. He talks about what we see as conservatives. I tell you that all the time. I tell you all the time, you are the salt of the earth. You don't want to tell people. We have too much, it isn't even ego. We have too much humility to go around telling people the things that we've done. And I don't blame you. I get it. You know what you feel? Let me tell you what you feel. You feel like, Kevin, what I did a favor or did a good deed. In the scheme of things, I am but a cog in the wheel. And plus, it is not my nature to go around talking about how good I am. And that is our failing. Because you can talk about how good you are. One of my friends complimented me the other day. And I accepted the compliment. And then he goes, he said, he kind of joked like, you accepted the compliment. I was like, why did you give it? You know, I mean, it wasn't a contentious conversation, but it was like, don't give me the compliment. I accept. I go, well, yeah, you're right. Like if he goes, Kevin, you know, you are an awesome thinker. And I go, yeah, I am. And you go, oh, you. No. Oh, so what was I supposed to go? Oh, well, hey, thank you very much. You're so awesome for telling me that. You know, no, you're right. I am. I am an awesome thinker. Thank you for noticing. But it's funny. I swear we take things this way and it feels egotistical because we've been taught to make it feel that way. I remember telling some guy, we were talking about martial arts. And he was blah, 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 martial arts, martial arts, blah, blah, blah. Because somebody said Kevin practices martial arts. And then he says to me, just out of curiosity, what degree are you? And I go, I'm a black belt. And then I heard later, he said, oh, he was over there bragging that he was a black belt. Bragging about what? There's lots of them. So it isn't like it's, you know, so unusual. There's probably one in every 100 people, you know, if you're walking around somewhere. So, but just the idea that I went, well, yeah, I'm a black belt. That's bragging to them. So, yes, I have the utmost respect for Rush Limbaugh. I've learned many things from him. But here's what I'll guarantee you. If he'd listened to me, he would have learned a lot of things from me. And I can tell you, having worked very closely with his producer and the conversations that have been discussed about, you know, where Rush got certain ideas and things like this, let me tell you, and I said it earlier in the broadcast, Rush surrounded himself with amazing people, amazing thinkers. If he wasn't quite sure about something, he tested his hypothesis on other people, and he was able to glean things out, and that's why he produced EIB, Excellence in Broadcasting. Let me go back to what he said. He says, conservatives like the idea of removing obstacles from people's paths. We want them to be the best that they can be. And that is a limited government, allowing you to go out and flourish without the shackles of a government that is so onerous and so heavy on you that you practically can't find success. He also alluded that America used to allow people to lose. See, there's a lot to be learned in losing. I don't remember the saying, you know, only thing I hate more than not winning, losing is not winning, or not winning is losing. However you want to look at it, losing can teach you, it can build character, it can build all kinds of things. Now, you can be a loser, and America says, you're a winner. I'll pay you. I'll give you money for doing nothing, a universal basic income or some nonsense like that. Rush is talking about what conservatism builds. It builds a want in you to do something, to find something, to be something. Here's what I will tell you. Show me that lazy, shiftless son of a gun that's got his hand out all the time, and I'll show you somebody that nobody challenged to find what makes you tick. You can tell, I know lazy people that you find the thing they want to do, man, you would never accuse them of being lazy again. And you know what the problem is? They never get to experiment. They never get to find out what else is out there. My son, I'll tell you, let me just give you some idea. He's been swimming on the swim team in the summer. He's been in golf with first tee. He played flag football. He's done, I think he did a tennis camp. He's obviously big into baseball. Got, you know, Ozzie Smith and Doc Gooden, and those guys are personal family friends, and I could go on. But he's done robotics. He's done acting camp. You know why we put him in all those things? Because we want him to have experienced it so he can say, you know, I did acting camp. That would be pretty cool. I think I like that. He was in chess club. He's no good at it. He'll tell you in a minute. But it's the experiences. Most of the kids that Democrats are in control of have no experiences, no life experiences. And here's the problem. Neither do the adults. They don't even know what the best you can be means. When you say, be the best you can be. Well, I don't even know what that means, man. You know, what? LeBron, be Beyonce? They don't even know what they want to be. These kids, it's such a waste of resources, too, because who knows the genius that lurks within many of these kids. Forget the aborted ones. What about the ones that are walking around here right now? No direction, don't know what they want to do. You can be a loser in America now and get paid. It takes away your incentive to find that thing that will drive you, that motivating factor that will make you get off your butt and go do something. Find out the real meaning of life for yourself. Rush went on to talk about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, well, the preamble, all of it, being under assault. Conservatism, being under assault. He's right. And you're watching it play out. But let me tell you, there's nobody like him on the other side. Nobody close. And I'm going to tell you, if you ask me, can Rush be replaced? The short answer is yes. It's going to take somebody that's got guts. It's like when Trump was asked, who could be president of the United States? He said it's going to take somebody that doesn't care, that doesn't bow out of special interest, that isn't worried about losing their career. I say the same thing of the person that replaces Rush Limbaugh. It's going to be somebody who's got the guts to tell America where it's gone wrong, and it isn't you. It's not on our side. It's on their side. Diversity, equity, and inclusion, and all this other nonsense. It's going to take somebody with guts.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I don't know who's
going to be. Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Thank you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
There were many people on social media, leftists, who cheered when Rush Limbaugh died. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. 844-551-8255. TheKevinJacksonNetwork.com. Please check out the stuff that we bring you, especially if you've got prescription drug issues. Go to TheKevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. KevPerks. We will save you a small fortune. Remember I told you guys I said my father-in-law was paying $210 in meds? Well, it's gone up to $770, and he's getting those for free. It was his blood thinners. They jacked up the price. Maybe it was in the time of Biden. Talk to Jeff. Go to Kev Perks. Next thing you know, $774 eradicated. What he was paying monthly outside of his prescription plan, he now gets for a flat fee of $60 a month, the whole thing. So check it out. I don't do anything for you that I'm not doing for family and friends. You are truly getting the family and friends. And you may not have any meds. Tell people who do. Tell your friends. Tell them where to go. Not where to go. Like, I'll tell you where to go. But tell them to go to thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/KevPerks, and they will be super happy. Anyway, people, Russ died and left this on social media, lost their minds. The people that say Donald Trump tweeted mean tweets now are happy the man died. You know, just some of the tweets are actually amazingly vile and cruel. But you know, as I said to a friend of mine who was talking to me about, as we were having a conversation about him, I said, I can guarantee you, when Rush Limbaugh was alive, he didn't care what the left thought, and now in his death, he doesn't care either. There's got to be a safe place for conservatism, and whoever's going to replace this man, because people will be listening to him in audio for decades. His estate is going to live on for a long time. Keep talking about him. Same way they wanted to get rid of Rush. They think they've gotten rid of him because God took him. No. They think they got rid of Trump because of the big cheat. Hey, he's not gone. They think they got rid of us. When we are I haven't seen us more cohesive than at any time in history. And I'll tell you something. The people who support Donald Trump are larger, and Rush Limbaugh are larger than the entirety of the Democratic apparatus, of the Republican apparatus. And probably the Democrats. And there's a reason why we resonate. It's because we love this country. Rush, in the clip that I played earlier, he was going on to talk about how racist the Democrats were. And he was talking about in 2008. He was giving this speech at CPAC in 2009. He says, I've never seen more racism than the Democrats. They were talking about Barack Obama's color, his appearance being a light-skinned Negro. He didn't have a Negro dialect. You know, funny, this, that, and the other. They were the ones bringing these things up. And what did they do? They immediately spin it as if we're the ones criticizing Barack Obama because of his color, when we criticize Barack Obama for one thing, his radical nature and his hatred of America. It sounds like two things, but it isn't. It's the same thing. See, the difference between us and them is we do love this country. See, if I knew that Donald Trump had any of the issues that Joe Biden had, he could not have been elected. He wouldn't have gotten my vote, and I believe he wouldn't have gotten yours. But the Democrats don't care. They don't care that Joe Biden's a racist. Did you hear what Joe Biden said? He essentially told black people, you can't handle social media. You know, you can't handle technology. Getting on the internet or something, and we need to deploy something. I'm going to talk more about that another day. But yeah, he literally said this. Black people are too stupid. People act surprised. I'm not surprised, not one bit. He talks about, I'll be talking about the white supremacy here soon. And Joe Biden, white supremacy? Let me tell you something, Mr. White Elitist. When you can say the things that you say about black people, you ain't black if you don't vote for me. Talk about all the things that you talk about and have a crackhead son and a whole family that's on the take. And you want to talk to people about white supremacy? I think I'm looking at one. I don't know many black people who could get their crackhead sons a deal like Hunter got. Not even Jay-Z could do that. Anyway, back to Limbaugh. So Limbaugh surrounds himself with these amazing people. So let me tell you a little about James, or a.k.a. Bo Snerdly. This is a guy, I've watched him. This is a guy that can play guitar, piano, drums. He is an amazing musician. and he doesn't even think so. James has produced record albums with Grammy award-winning artists. You don't even know that he's on there. He's on there with these Grammy award-winning artists, writing music, writing songs, you name it. The guy's an encyclopedia of music. He's got more vinyl in his house than most people I know. Well, that's easy to say. I mean, he's got a ton of vinyl. I'm talking warehouse amount of vinyl. This is a guy who has hung out with the biggest names in the business, the music business. And when his station went from music format to talk, James was prepared to become Rush's producer. You should hear him tell stories about how he screens calls. Anybody know Jim Rome's show? Where he'll just cut you off. If you fumble like what I just did or stumble, he just cuts you off. You got to come correct. You want to talk about a guy who knows how to produce a show. James, when he was on WABC and various other stations, big signals. He can talk to you about what he did to get so-and-so on the phone the minute something broke and how he had the ability to pull that off. It's absolutely amazing. It is no fluke of nature that James and Bo Snerdly and Rush's paths crossed. Not a fluke of nature. There's not a fluke of nature that he has worked for that man for decades. He's going to have a book coming out, I think. And I'm going to tell you, you want to talk about a page turner. When this guy tells you, his dad used to read to him at a young age. And he said, James will tell you, they had libraries of books. He had libraries of books. This is a kid that was reading the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, papers like this, at the age of 5. Soaking it in. But loving music. A relative introduced him to music. He says from the moment he hit the studio, he knew that was where he wanted to be. You got to hear this man tell his story. Working with, as I said, the biggest bands in the business prepared him not to be starstruck. And I could go on. This is why Rush brought those kind of people in. And there are other people behind the scenes that work right alongside Bo Snerdly. They've been with this man for decades and they know each other, you know, like a boy band, you know, like brothers, like the Jonas Brothers, or the Bee Gees. Can you imagine the harmonies that occur in the radio world where these professionals get together and they are professionals to the hilt, the best in the business? James and I talk about production, and he's quick to say, Kevin, I'm not a producer, like producing bits. I'm a producer. I have to produce a show. I have to come up with a concept for that show and make sure that show works. The calls that come in, it's going to follow and this, that, and the other. And it was like, seriously. I know, because I know what we have to do here. I don't have the caller thing to worry about. I just play you guys stuff when I want. But there's an element to this that you probably will never know unless you read James's book, which I hope he writes. But that's what I'm getting at. And Rush picked those kind of people. And they were family. I remember James telling me when Rush announced he had cancer, he says, man, he walked back into his office and he gave him a hug. You know, and it was a family thing. It wasn't Rush Limbaugh was suffering. It was a family member, a brother, you know. And I'm not talking about it in that sense of, yeah, what's up, brother? I'm talking about heartfelt emotion. I'm not going to go into too much more because I know too much inside baseball, but I know this. Rush and James and everybody that were part of that team, it's a very small but very amazing team. They stuck together. This is a loss for all of them, not just Rush's wife. It's a loss for that entire team. James is, when we even talked about it, I can tell you, he would get emotional. You'd have to just leave the subject alone. Anyway, appreciate you guys.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.